Blog Talk Radio.
I got so much faith in you, Lord. I trust your word is true. No matter the circumstance, my life is in your hands. I've got confidence. So much confidence in you. I've got confidence. So much confidence in you. Your love has been so good to me. It's so unfailing. My heart is in your hands. You hold the master. I've got confidence, so much confidence in you.
the beating in the spirit. Happy, I'm pressing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
Hello, if you know your greater is coming, say amen. So be it. Thank you for joining me on tonight. There was Greater Is Coming by Ja'Kalen Carr. Before that, I played Confidence by Tasha Cobbs. And my name is Prophetess Stacy, and this is Prolific Fire. Thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. If there's anybody out there throughout the week that desires prayer, a private consultation, you can always reach me at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. And I would really love it if you would follow me on Twitter at prolificfire and like the Facebook ministry page, which is the Prolific Fire Ministry page. Also, check out prolificfire.com, the website, prolificfire.com. And tomorrow there will be a special Prolific Fire. It's a Thanksgiving special. God gave me a word for Thanksgiving entitled The $5,000 Response. So I pray that you will join me again on tomorrow, same time, same place. Without prolonging the time any further, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you use the speaker mightily on tonight, God. Set her down and you set up mightily in her, God. Let us all receive something from that word on this word on tonight, Lord God. Let it be exactly what we need, God. You know exactly what you put in her to say, Lord God. Let it be clear, Lord God, that the devil may get mad and that you may rejoice and what your vessel has said to your people on tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. The next voice you hear will be that of Prophetess Pate. Pate, you're on the air.
Yes, thank the Lord. We thank and praise God for his word on tonight. I don't know about you all, but this thing has been all in my spirit from when God first gave it to me. It's been all in my spirit all today, all on yesterday. And it's been all in my spirit and all in my dream. I just thank and praise God for how he's using this word to get over to his people. And I thank and praise God for everyone that want to receive it and those that don't want to receive it. I pray to God that God will give you a change in heart about being obedient to his word. And I thank and praise God for Prophetess Stacy. And then I thank and praise God for her allowing me to want to bring this word before Thanksgiving. I thank and praise God. And all I'm going to say is, you all receive this word as God give it to me. And I'm going to try my best to give this word just the way God is putting it in my spirit. And I don't have to say a prayer. Prophetess Stacy already prayed, and I will just close it out after we get done. So I thank and praise God for everyone that's listening and everyone that's going to tune in after the show. I thank and praise God for it. Now we're going to go to Exodus, the 8th chapter, and we're going to start at the first verse. And however the way God leads me, that's the way I'm going to go. And all I want to tell you all tonight, beware of the frauds that you have in your life. Beware of them. They out there only just to come into your life, just to bring hindrance. And not only that, your family member can be affected by this, and the people you hang with can be affected by the frauds also, by not being obedient to the word of God. And now we're going to go into the word. And the first verse tells us, and I'm in the Message Bible, then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, Thou says the Lord. Thou says the Lord. Let my people go, that they may serve me. Verse 2, excuse me. And if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite thee, your land with frogs. Okay? He already let them go. He already gave Moses orders to go and tell Pharaoh. And that Moses did. He went. He was obedient. He gave him orders to go tell Pharaoh to let his people go. And then on the third verse, it was let him know. And the river shall swarm with frogs, which shall go up and come into your house, it will come into your house and tell him what the frogs will do, what type of destruction he will cause the frogs to do. It will go into the houses, it will go into his land, and also it will go into his, even into the pool, even to the pond. Everywhere he goes, he will see frogs. Then on to the fourth verse, where it also was telling him, and the frogs shall come up on you and on your people and all your servants. He let them know what's going to happen. Only if he would be obedient. He let Moses to tell Pharaoh what's going to happen if he don't do these things. And then on the fifth verse, and the Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your rod over the river, telling him what to do over the river. He let Aaron know to tell Pharaoh, boy, that's something, tell Pharaoh what to do. Then he was letting him know, after he does those things, he was letting him know, and over the pool, and see, my tablet's getting a little bit ahead of me, over the pool, and then it was letting him know that he was also, the frog also would come on the land of Egypt, the sixth verse. So Aaron stretched, he did what God said to do, he stretched out his hand over the water of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land. All because of disobedience. Just listen at this here. What blessed me was on down right here where it says that how Pharaoh started to go to Moses and to instruct him to pray to the Lord that God would hold back the frogs, that he would cause the frogs to come out of his land, out of his houses, off of his people, off of the servant, out of the pool. And he began to go to Moses and Aaron and let him know that. But God instructed him. So he did. Pharaoh did go. He did pray. He did pray to the Lord. And he did ask the Lord, would he do those things? Okay? The Lord did it. He honored his prayer. He went to Pharaoh, told Pharaoh again. The third time, what to do? Told Moses the third time what to go and tell Pharaoh. And after he went back and told him the third time, and he went on, and that's bad. Three strike. I always heard him saying, three strike, you out. That's why I tell my girls. Sometimes they get a little rough sometimes, and I tell them, hey, the first time, okay, I'm going to say something the first time, but it's okay. The second time, okay, three strike, that's it. I got to have you. Okay, that is how Jesus is going to do us. He'll cause the things to come upon us for being obedient. Be careful of the frogs that come into your life. Ask God to help you to know his spirit. Help you to see his spirit when I was reading that lesson, it blessed me because on one behalf, Pharaoh did not want to be obedient. And on top of that, after he instructed Moses to go and tell Pharaoh, and he told Aaron what to do, there were two people. And after Moses and them instructed Pharaoh and told him what the Lord said do, he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it. But then it got to the point, it got so bad, Pharaoh was jumping everywhere. So we have to be careful where we go. We have to be careful by being. We need to be careful by being disobedient. God tells us not to do this, and He tells the man or the woman of God to instruct us to do this and do that, and we don't do it. He'll cause not only frost, He'll cause things to come up on in our life. A lot of people say, "Well, the Lord don't allow bad things to happen to you. Oh, He'll allow Satan to come up against you." Yes, He will. Just so you can be obedient to Him. He will call Satan to come up against you just so you can do and you can see what He's trying to tell you. I'm a living witness. I have done some things. Sometimes I got to know if it's God or not. More than one time, Prophet States always get on me. Girl, ooh, she said, ooh, girl, if I was God, I'd be tired of you. It takes him so many. I got to make sure it's Him because the enemy got some tricks out here, too. And if you ain't aware of it, you'll fall dead up in it. So I want to make sure it's God. And on back to the scripture, what really blessed me the most, when Moses went to Pharaoh, and after Pharaoh went back, came to Moses, and asked him would he pray. Pray to the Lord. He said, to the Lord. What storm? Why you can't pray to the Lord? But, see, he didn't want to be obedient. So he knew he couldn't get nothing through. So he had to go to the one that the Lord instructed to do it, which is Moses. God had people to be obedient. Moses was obedient to go to the Lord, to go to Pharaoh and tell him what the Lord had said. And after that, what had came upon him, he didn't want to listen, okay? He prayed for him. God moved the frogs. Okay, on top of that, come on down in the 9th and the 10th verse, where it said he come on down, he instructed Pharaoh was not, he got disobedient again. Then the Lord allowed something else to come up on him. He was so hard-headed. But God allowed something else to come up on him. And he instructed them again to go to him again. And every time he instructed them to go to him, it was always something different that he told them to do. It was always something different. And when it was something different, and that means sometimes God may tell us to go another direction, we need to do just exactly what the Spirit of the Lord say do. You can't sit around here and let the enemy cause frogs to come into your life. We got frogs in our life. What I mean by frogs in our life, we be so disobedient to the word of God, what He's trying to tell us, to the Spirit, to the point that where people will come in your life, and they will just see what God, the anointing that God has upon you, and they will jump all over you. And they will try to suck everything God gave you away. But if you listen to the Spirit of God, He will lead you. He'll tell you, be careful of that person. He'll tell you, be careful of that man, or be careful of that woman, that boy, that girl. But we don't listen. We want to hear what they got to say. Some of us got itching ears. We want to hear all the gospel. We want to go with all the drama at. We want to run to everything that's name in God's will. Starting to listen to the Holy Spirit. And I thank and praise God that one day He had to take some woman or man of God to go and tell you what not to do. I was instructed about the Holy Spirit to bring forward this message. I had a dream. And God began to speak to me in the dream. And when I had this dream, I was speaking about frogs. Woke up, got in my word, and God brought me to Exodus, the 8th chapter, talking about frogs. I was like, wow. I said, okay. My baby came home. She had spelling words. The first word on her paper was frog. I was like, okay. And then turn on the television. Someone was speaking, and it was talking about frogs. And I'm like, Lord, what are you saying? What are you saying? We have to be careful, be aware of the frogs that come into our life. They only come in to steal what God, the anointing of God, what he have upon us. They come in to see what blessing God has blessed you with. And they want to jump all over and mess it up. And then we got the church frogs. The anointing of God come in on your life. And God can give you a prophetic word. And another frog will come in. And they'll try to steal what God put up on you. We got them, y'all. We even got not only the church frog, we even got gospel frogs. Oh, wow. Boy, when the Lord put all this in my spirit today, that thing blessed me so today. I was like, wow, come on, Jesus, just pour it out in me. See, some of us on the phone, like even now, tonight, we got anointing upon our life so strong, and God is not being used like he wanted to be used because of the faults we have in our life, because of the surroundings. And he wants us to go forward with the message. He wants us to tell his people. We have great testimony, and we hold them in and don't even want to let it out because we're afraid what this person going to say or what that person going to say. We can't listen to that. We got to be instructed by Moses when God told Moses to tell Pharaoh to let his people go. He tried to make an agreement with them. I'll let him go. But he tried to play God. But see, that's the thing. He couldn't play him. Because when the Lord allowed them frogs to come up out of his life, and made them all go back in the pond, he called something else to come up on him. And that's how some of us feel. God come in us, and he bless us, and he calls something up out of us. And then we go right back to doing the same thing. And he calls some more junk to come in our life. You call some more stuff to come in your life. You gather word from God. Tell God people what he wants to say. It don't even matter. And this word is talking to me, too. It's talking to me, too, because I have some stuff down up in me. I can walk all across the floor. I can jump. I can shout. I can spin around all on the floor. And God got it up in me. To the point where as though he don't want us to hold what he has on the inside of us. He wants us to let it go forward and bless somebody out there need to hear what you've been through with. Somebody out there need to know that calling that God got on their life, and just because you've been through this hurt or that pain or somebody did this to you or done that to you, that you still can go forward in what God called you to be. And I thank and praise God for the frogs that came in my life. God is swiping them out. He done swiped them out. And then he's going to do some of y'all the same way. But the only way he's going to do it, you got to allow him to do it. You got to step back and you got to pray. And you got to give your all to God and say, God, look, I surrender to you. You don't want to be like Pharaoh. You don't want to be like that. Call the curse on Egypt. Cause the fall to come on Egypt, and you don't want to be like, you don't want God have to come in and curse you because of something you're not doing. You don't want to be obedient. I use sometimes some of my testimony when I'm speaking because I think it's out there to help someone. I know it's out there to help someone. I have been through a lot in my life, and some of you all have too. Some of you been abused. And some of you still being abused and don't even need to be up in that situation. God is giving you a way of escape to get out of it. And you still sitting there saying, I'm going to wait on the Lord. Some things ain't ordained by God. Some things is ordained by us because we looking at what the flesh wants. And we want to please the flesh and not want to please the Holy Spirit. And on top of that, I went on in the Word, and I was reading the other day how Jesus, 1,000 years ago, he walked this very earth, and he walked in flesh. And when he walked up in flesh, the Holy Spirit led and guided him through everything. It said he was led by the Holy Spirit. He wasn't led by the flesh. See, he knows how our flesh feels. And he knows what we're going to go through with. But that's why the Holy Spirit is left. That's why he died, so the Holy Spirit could be left to bond us so that we can know how to deal with certain things. God can heal whatever the situation is, and he could deliver you from whatever fog is in your life. Don't let Pharaoh be the reason why a lot of you all not getting what God called for you to be. You're an evangelist, he called you to be that, go forward. You're a prophet, he calls you to go forward. You hold your mouth, he gave you something to say to this woman, to this man, to this boy, to this girl, and you didn't go tell them all because of what somebody else said, or what somebody else looked down on you to be. Go forward in whatever God called you to be. You're a pastor, go forward in your pastor. If you ain't got but two or three members, you teach that two or three members how to live right. If he called you to be a prayer warrior, you pray the hell up out of somebody. Do what God called you to be. All I'm going to say is don't be a Pharaoh. Pharaoh was, he had the wrong motive about a lot of things. Whatever God called you to be, well, God gave me a hand of laying on and healing people. Well, then you act out on what God called you to be. You go lay your hands on Brother Turner or on Sister Mary or Sister Elizabeth, and you tell them what the Lord said do, and you decree and you declare that they will be healed in the name of Jesus. You got some things in your life we need to let go, and they're called frogs, and they come in and jump all over you. If you be wondering what's on your back and why you can't sleep and why you stepping and stuff, it's because of all the junk the frogs are putting in your life, all because of being disobedient, not listening to the Holy Spirit. And I thank and praise God for removing the frogs out of my life. I thank and praise God for showing me when it's him. And I know it's him. And I ain't got to keep on questioning him. You gonna know when it's God. And if you ain't got yourself together, and you still tearing around with gossip, and you still tearing around with people pulling folks down, you better be careful. Those kind of folks, they will cause your anointing to me. God will take that anointing and give it to somebody else because of your surrounding. You can't eat from everybody's table. You can't do it. But them frogs sure will. They were having a good time when they were eating. They were jumping everywhere. Oh, the Pharaoh didn't even know what way to go. He had to call back on Moses to pray for him. And that's how a lot of us going to be. We're going to have to call on God. We're going to have to call on the Lord. And, Lord, please deliver this out of my life. Lord, I'm sorry, Lord God. Lord, I won't do this here no more. Lord, I'll do what you said do. Don't be a frog. Be a believer. Be an obedient person to God. And I thank and praise God for this message tonight. It blessed me so. I was standing up. I didn't know what to do. I was pacing back and forth. But God was still putting stuff in my spirit to tell you all. Still putting stuff in my spirit. Them frogs, they represent. To us, they represent people. They represent junk that's coming out. Like, they represent spirit. That's all they is. And he did that. He did that all because the Pharaoh didn't want to be obedient. He wanted to be disobedient. And so, hey, he had a remnant for that. Don't y'all know we're living in a time now? These people is doing everything now. God is on his way back. And if we ain't careful, if we don't trust him, and we don't fall on our knees and we don't ask God to help us to do what he requires us to do, we're going to be just like Pharaoh. Everything he did, everything went on, it was cursed. All because of being disobedient. And he didn't want to listen. The time God got him out one son, the time he got one son, Moses prayed him out one son, here comes something else. But I'm going to get back in that story because it was getting good all down up in Miami. And I thank God for that. It was good to me. And I thank and praise God what he gave me to give to you all. Beware of the frogs. Don't be another Pharaoh. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Ask God to pray that you get up enough courage and that he will make you bold to stand firm on what he wants you to do and what he wants you to say out of your mouth. A lot of us sit in churches today, and we're not operating in our calling because of what someone else saying or what someone else doing. And a lot of it is because it's the leadership that we are under don't want to allow it to go forward. And it's all because they scared you're going to come up higher than they are when they shouldn't even think like that. But you know what? Them frogs, too. Because that's jealousy. And God said we don't even supposed to be jealous in nothing we do. We're supposed to love one another. We're supposed to be there to help one another up, not pull them down. And we got a lot of pull down people in the church. So I leave this tonight to you all. I love my sisters, I love my brothers, I love those, but please let's be obedient to God. This word not only going for you all, it's going for me too. And that's why it was up on me so bad. It was going to me too. And I told the Lord, I asked the Lord, Lord, you send me, I'll go. And I told the Lord, Lord, you just direct me. And my big mouth always flying over. It fly when it probably don't need to. But that's all right. I'm going to get out what he said, get out. If the pastor stand up and preach and I got to holler it out, I'm going to say what God said to do. I may get put up out of there, but I ain't going to get put up out of here for telling the truth. So you all, God bless you. I'm going to pray this thing out. And Prophet Stacy, thank God for allowing you to let me bring forth this word tonight. And I hope it's something to help someone. And if you all have a prayer, if you all have want prayer or maybe you want to stay found on the word of God, you can call in after I get done praying. Prophet Stacy will pray for you, and she'll answer the. I'm going to pray it out because I'm telling you, I still kind of feel good about the message. And I ain't going to even expound on it no more. I'm just going to pray it out and give it all back to Prophet Stacy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for my sister, for my brother, Lord God. We thank you for the ones that are listening in. We thank you for the ones that's going to listen in after the show. And, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to read Exodus, the 8th chapter, Lord God, talking about how you sent Moses to Pharaoh, Lord God, and you destructed Pharaoh. And what would happen if he didn't, Lord God, let your people go? And, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, help us to beware and be careful of the frogs in our life. Help us to be obedient to your word. Help us to be obedient to your spirit. Help us to learn to know when it's you and not the devil. Lord, help us, Lord, to change our focus. Help us, Lord God. Help my sister. Help my brother, Lord, to come out of wherever they is, Lord God, to turn them loose, Lord God. Stuff is not for them, Lord God. Help them not to hold on to what's not for them, Lord God. And, Lord, let them know that you could give them greater works, greater things, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to be. And, Lord God, I ask you to bless them, each and one of them, Lord God. Lord, whatever they desire, whatever their needs are, Lord God, we ask you to meet them, Lord God. Meet them at the point of their needs, Lord. Touch everyone, Lord God. And I ask you, so, Lord God, touch Prophet Stacy that's over the the ministry, Lord God. We thank you for it, Lord God. And we ask you to bless her, Lord God. And Lord, I know her heart is rejoicing, and I know she is so tickled, but that's all right. Lord, just touch her, because she's all down in her spirit, Lord. Just touch her, Lord God. And keep on continuing. Let the woman of God, Lord God, be what you call for her to do. Lord, even look up on my sister Gwendolyn, Lord God. Look up on her, Lord God. Able her to, Lord, open up her mouth, Lord God, and let whatever you got up in her come out, Lord God. Lord God, you said you want us to be bold for you, Lord God. And, Lord, I believe that she's a bold person. Lord, not only her, Lord, look at the other ministry, Lord God. Whoever, Lord God, got a calling on their name or got a calling on their life. It ain't about the name, it's the life, Lord. It ain't about that, but, Lord God, let them, Lord God, do what you put them here to do. According to your word, we all have something to do. It may not be preaching. It may not be teaching. It may not be singing. It may not be a missionary or a prayer boy. But, Lord, we all have something to do. Sing unto your name. You said sing unto you, Lord God, a new song, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to give you, Lord, what's due to you in the name of Jesus. I give you everything, Lord God. I give the word back to you, Lord God. Lord, I blood block the enemy hands off of my sister, off of my brother. I bind every hand of the enemy trying to come up against them right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all, before I got on this phone, the enemy tried to take my body. And I went in, I told my husband, I said, baby, I said, I don't know what's going on. I said, but you know what? I said, I got to speak tonight. He said, I got to speak, give God people. But you know what? Instantly, God just told me what to do. Instantly. And he just stopped it right there. He just a prayer away. He ain't even hard hearing, right there. Just a prayer away. Just ask him. Talk to him. Prophet states, get it. I'll go over the mess again. Get it, prophet states. Love you. Get it.
Wow, what a powerful word. I hope you all heeded that word because it came as a warning. But the beautiful thing about a warning, it comes first, and God gives you time to get yourself together. So if you know you're hanging with people, got different associations, got things in your life that's not pleasing to God, and you are being disobedient, he knows, and this was his warning for you to get it right, so that you would not be hanging around with people that's leaping on your anointing, but that you can leap forward in your anointing and go and be the person that he called for you to be so that he can get the glory. Once again, that was a powerful word. I thank God for the vessel on tonight. Continue to pour into her, Lord God, and restore her, Lord God, in every way for the word that she's given us on tonight. Once again, thank you, everyone, for listening. I pray that you were blessed. Be sure to join me tomorrow, for the special Thanksgiving show entitled The $5,000 Response. Hope to see you then. Good night.